reading from the Acts of the Apostles. We set sail from Troas, making a straight run for Samothrace, and on the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, a leading city in that district in Macedonia and a Roman colony. We spent some time in that city. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate along the river, where we thought there would be a place of prayer. We sat and spoke with the woman who had gathered there, one of them, a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth, from the city of Thyatira, a worshiper of God, listened. And the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what Paul was saying. After she and her household had been baptized, she offered us an invitation. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my house. And she prevailed on us. The word of the Lord. The Lord takes delight in his people. Sing to the Lord a new song, a praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. Let them praise his name in the festive dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord loves his people, and he adorns the lowly with victory. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. This is the glory of all his faithful. Alleluia.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you."
Verbum Domini.
In our reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we hear the Lord opening the heart of Lydia to pay attention to what St. Paul was saying. She was given a grace to understand the words of Paul And her conversion is attributed to the fact, again, that the Lord opened her heart. This reminds us that faith is a gift. We cannot give ourselves supernatural faith. Grace precedes faith. Again, it's a gift from God. And it's the Holy Spirit who prepares the mind and the heart to accept, to embrace the message. And if that heart is open to receive the grace, if there's no obstacles, then God infuses the supernatural virtue of faith into the soul. And faith is that virtue by which we firmly believe all the truths that God has revealed to us, and which he teaches through the unchanging magisterium of his church, because he's truth itself. And we want a living faith. We don't want a dead faith. We want a living faith, one that's accompanied by observing and keeping the commandments. And a living faith is a faith that works by charity. It is by our love for God, loving God above every other thing, and loving our neighbor as ourselves for the love of God. And we want to hang on to and preserve this treasured gift of faith because it can be lost. Remember, St. Paul spoke about that in his first letter to Timothy, when he told Timothy, wage the good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience. Because by rejecting conscience, certain persons have made shipwreck of their faith. So faith can be lost. It can be lost by the grave sin of unbelief. And so how can we preserve this supernatural virtue of faith, which is the seed of our salvation? We preserve it by being faithful to God's grace each and every day, by being faithful to prayer each and every day. We preserve it by combating our intellectual pride and selfishness and sin, by fighting the good fight, and by rejecting those things that might be a danger to our faith. And we preserve it by a regular study of our Catholic faith and doctrine that's been preserved and handed on from the beginning of the church. And making an active faith can also be very beneficial for us, such as the following. My God, I firmly believe that you are one God and three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe that your divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you have revealed them who are eternal truth and wisdom, who can neither deceive nor be deceived. In this faith, I intend to live and to die. Amen. So again, we see that this gift, this grace of faith, being infused into Lydia in our reading today. Again, the Lord prepared her mind and her heart, and she accepted that. And when she accepted and embraced the gift of faith and was baptized, we see immediate fruit shown in her charity, because she immediately invited them into her home. She said, if you have found me trustworthy to be faithful to the Lord, come into my home, stay with me. And so they accepted the invitation of her works of charity. And in the gospel today, our Lord is letting his apostles know that when he would enter into his Father's glory, when he would ascend into heaven, he would not leave them alone and helpless. He wouldn't just let them fend for themselves. He would send an advocate, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit would reveal, would confirm, and would further the works of Christ. Christ also told the apostles, you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. But they would be witnesses, they would testify, because they knew what Jesus said and did as they had been with him from the beginning of his public ministry. And the Holy Spirit, particularly at Pentecost, he would enlighten and inflame, he'd enlighten the minds of the apostles, he'd inflame their hearts, teaching them all truth, that they might go and teach those saving truths to all the world. And the Holy Spirit also, not only did he enlighten their minds and inflame their hearts, but he changed them, because we hear from Scripture, from the Gospels, that they were full of fear after our Lord's passion and death. But he took away that fear, he filled them with fortitude and zeal to not fear persecution or martyrdom. And we too are called to bear testimony to Christ with the help of the Holy Spirit. And we do this by working for his honor and glory. Right? Again, as St. Paul would say, whatever you do, do all for the glory of God, to bear witness, to bear testimony to Christ. You want to strive to make Christ known, to make him loved, and to make him served. And we do this by our words, our actions, our prayers, and our example. And one final point is that our Lord prophesies and he tells the apostles in today's gospel, which was during the Last Supper, that's the context of the gospel we heard, he prophesies about their future persecution, their martyrdoms, for being faithful. And he told them this so that they may remember that he told them, that when that time comes, they wouldn't be shocked, right? It's expected. He just told them prior to this, if the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. And if they persecuted me, they will persecute you. And even though it was not comfortable for them to hear this message, it would strengthen them when the trials would come, because they could say, the Lord told us about this. And he also promised to be with us until the end. And so if we have this mindset, if we allow a mindset to come into our minds and our hearts that everything in this life is supposed to be comfortable and peaceful and perfect, then we are setting ourselves up for disappointment, right? We're setting ourselves up for anxiety, for worry, for frustration, for anger. But if we take to heart the Lord's words that this life is difficult, it's hard, right? The gate is narrow, the way is hard that leads to eternal life. If we keep that in our minds and hearts, then when the challenges, the sufferings, the trials do come, they're expected. And we trust that the Lord will give us the graces that we need. The book of Sirach, chapter 2, verse 1 says that if you come forward to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for temptation. Prepare yourself for trials. And St. Paul would remind us in the Acts of the Apostles that it's through many tribulations that we must enter the kingdom of God. It's our faith, it's our love for God that strengthens us to meet the challenges and the crosses that come into our lives. It can also increase our desire for heaven, because we know it's only there where there will be unending peace and joy. So we pray today for an increase of faith, and we ask the Holy Spirit, who opened the mind and heart of Lydia and emboldened the apostles to bear testimony to Christ, that he might likewise open our minds and our hearts to be more receptive to God's grace in our lives, and to strengthen us in our mission to make the Lord better known and loved throughout the world.